Justin Flukpak with you, now joined by Coach Matt Simmons. We're going to talk Perry Lecompton boys basketball as we do each week here on KNZA and MSCSports.net. A couple exciting games for the cause since last we spoke. A win and a loss, and the record stays even at 9-9 on the season. Going back to last Friday, Coach, at Riverside, you get the win 72-57, but that game went into overtime. You outscored Riverside 21-6 in the overtime session. And, man, road win, and sounded like a, kind of a gutsy performance for your team to be able to withstand a good Riverside club that night and come away with the W.
It was back and forth the entire game. We battled both ways. They played really well. They had some kids step up. We had no answers for Duncan inside. And before the game, you know, we said, you know, that's the kid you got to stop, and we didn't do a very good job of it. He had his way with us, and it was a battle, and they had the ball with, you know, the clock running down for the last shot, and we got the stop to go into overtime, which I was proud of our guys, and then going into overtime, and it just, you know, everything just went our way, and that's all it comes down to. We hit, I think, back-to-back threes and got a couple and ones, and the points added up really fast, and you know, then it gets into scramble mode, and we got a couple fast breaks out of it because they were trying to get steals. And, the score was not kind of how the game was. It was a much closer game than that. But you know, credit to our guys for coming out in overtime and making big plays. Gunnar Ball was phenomenal in that game. He had, you know, 33 points and 14 rebounds, and he's just such a competitor. And Evan Gottstein stepped up in the clutch moments, hit a big shot and one, and just really proud of the gutsy effort and going against a really well-coached team in a tough atmosphere and getting a win on the road at Riverside is not easy.
No doubt. And then you go to the next game, Sabetha, last night, and end up falling 54-50. But this was another close game and back and forth a little bit, down by a point at halftime. And you had three guys you had a big night from Gunnar Ball, I guess, again with 21 points, but several guys that scored for you. What did you feel like the difference was in that game?
Yeah, we were very competitive. The guys wanted to win that game. We knew how well we would have to play in order to even be in the game. You know, they're 15-3, and there's a reason for it. They're really good. They've got it all. They have the inside presence. They have three guys who can all shoot it. They got some size, and you know, obviously Coach Berger just does a phenomenal job as always. And we knew it was going to be a battle the whole way if we wanted to come out on top. And it was tied going into the fourth quarter. And it was, you know, it was time to get it done or not. And they came out and they hit a couple shots that put them up 6 or 7. And then it was just kind of seemed like it was just too much of a gap to overcome in the fourth quarter. And, it was a good battle. We played really well, but they made the plays down the stretch and we didn't. I will say we did at least fight back the whole way. I think we got it within two with 2 or 3 minutes left, and they made the right plays and got a big put back and made most of their free throws down the stretch just to make it to where we couldn't quite make a run. But for us to go in, you know, to Sabetha, who's really good and kind of outsized compared to us and you know, be in a position to maybe go in there and win, gives us a lot of confidence, I think, going into the final stretch of the season.
You bet. Well, you've had a lot of tough ones this season, a lot of close competitive games. I guess that's the big seven and how good it's been. But as I look at your last couple games coming up in the regular season against Hiawatha and Holton, you know, those were both, a 5- and a 7-point game the first time. So it feels like your team may be starting to kind of build that momentum and peek towards the postseason, Coach. But should be a couple more exciting games here to finish out the regular season.
Yeah, we just, you know, we hope that we learn, you know, learning the wins and learning the losses. And we've had, if you look back at just the record, every game that we've played, it's been, you know, outside of a couple, very, very close wins or losses both ways. And so, you know, we're battle tested. We've been through it all. We've played top ranked teams. We've played teams that aren't ranked, but play very, very well. And, I think our guys are starting to figure it out. We did some really good things down, you know, the stretch last night. That showed me we have learned from some of these close games, and it's not going to get any easier. You know, the first game, you know, at Hiawatha, we were down 14 and had to make a crazy run to end up pulling that out. So we know what's coming on Friday, and then Tuesday to finish at Holton. You know, they're just so well coached, and they came in and kind of put it on us on our home floor, and They've got really, really good guard play, and it's going to be tough to finish it out, but it's just, we're just used to it by now. Take it game by game and just accept the challenge and be excited for it.
You bet. Best of luck. We'll talk and preview and look ahead to Substate next week, Coach. Best of luck in these final two.
Thank you.
Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry Lecompton Cause. The coaches' shows are brought to you by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.